The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Bradley Dean, back from Chicago. This is the first time that you've listened to the Sons of Liberty radio. Do understand that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And you might ask yourself the question as to why that may be. Well, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. And what we do is we stick to the plan because that's the safest place to be is when your feet are upon the rock. If you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean. We got about 345,000 people and growing that are interacting on a daily basis because they believe, as I believe, that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. So we have to do all that we can do and leave the results up to God, as the President of the United States, John Quincy Adams, rightly stated. True that, as we would say here at the Sons of Liberty Radio. Also want to let you know you can go to Twitter, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean 1, double E on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to be a part of the show over the next 53 minutes, you can go ahead and do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. On Tuesday, I believe it was, we were doing a program on none other than conspiracy theories that turned out to be true, what every person should know. Folks, you just have to ask yourself the question, who are the conspirators? Those are the ones that are attacking those that are exposing the conspiracy and conspirators for what they are doing. But what they like to do is they like to get these little communist useful idiots, and they want to attack people that are exposing them for who they really are. And what they do is they try to tag on to those individuals that are exposing the conspirators and conspirators for what they are as the theorists. I remember rightly individual on Facebook some time back had told me, he must have been an older gentleman, and he had said to me, he goes, Bradley, you know, it's interesting, the conspiracy theorists, he goes, I find that 50 years ago I was noticing that the state-controlled narrative was to attack anybody that was actually calling out the government for their crimes against the people, that they were called theorists. And he goes, 50 years later, I can see it was no theory at all. In fact, it was a conspiracy. So we're going to get over to that in just a couple of moments. I want to tell you about my little venture in Chicago yesterday, because what I noticed that while I was walking to the Chicago airport, Chicago O'Hare, I had gone into several stores where I could see the attempts to exchange a lie, Ephesians 2:2, for the truth on every given show. Folks, it was overwhelming. I mean, it was just over the top obvious as to what was going on. As a matter of fact, me and my son were walking down the one of the walkways getting to our airplane, and there was this huge, just talking about the propagandists and the conspirators, but it was interesting how they're trying to rearrange a reality that they want you to believe in. So they're rearranging, they are, on a daily basis, attempting to rearrange your reality to become the reality again that they want you to believe in. But I noticed this big, huge sign, and it was a picture of the earth. And then it showed a javel, a judge's javel, and it said, "The earth needs justice as well." And then it had the big picture of the earth, obvious, but it said, "Justice for the earth." And I've shared with you, friends, and again, let it be known that when you're dealing with this type of mindset, friends, you are dealing with a dangerous people. They claim that they love Mother Earth and it needs to be taken care of. But keep in mind, these are the same people, folks, that are advocating the murder of over 3,000 babies every day in this country. So you do need to set your priorities straight when we're talking about these things. But let me kind of just give you a little bit of what these propagandists and these conspirators are doing, because they love to prop up their own. If you were of the world, remember, the world would love its own. That's exactly what they're doing. It's the same tactic that the enemy of the world's been using for 6,000 years. But here we have it, the front page of the paper, friends. Hillary Clinton, of course, front runner pad primary leads. Now, it's interesting to note, because we've exposed this so many times on this radio program, that, folks, you do need to understand that it's a Saul Alinsky tactic. It's a tactic of the enemy of the soul, because it tells us in Scripture that at the end times, we're going to look at the great deluder, the liar, and we're going to look at him and say it was him that, listen carefully, deceived the nations. Remember, it's a Saul Alinsky tactic to cause people to believe there's a lot more of them than that there really is. And do keep in mind that when Hillary Clinton kicked off her presidential campaign in Iowa, folks, there was 14 people there in Iowa. And guess who they worked for? The state-controlled narrative circus, to prop it up so you would believe that it's a legitimate campaign. Folks, you can't legitimize crime. It's a crime to do that. But again, what does it say on the front page of the paper in the Chicago airport? Hillary Clinton, front runner and pad primary leads. Folks, again, keep in mind, she doesn't have the support. The only support that she has is the state-controlled narrative. Then we have, on one of the shelves, none other than Ben S. Bernanke. Remember him? A former Federal Reserve, with his new book, folks. The name of his new book was called The Courage to Act. Okay? Again, talking about how the world loves its own and how the establishment are propping up those that are doing the biddings to destroy this country. Well, here we have Ben Bernanke. Again, former Federal Reserve, with his new book. It's called The Courage to Act. Folks, you got to keep in mind that this is the man that took $2 trillion of your American tax dollars, your money, to loan to banks with anonymity. The banks didn't want you to know who was taking your tax dollars. I didn't know that it was the federal government's job to reallocate illegally your tax dollars to bail out banks, but that's what they did. Well, the bankers, again, they didn't want the Americans to know who received the money, and so what they did is they obliged them, okay? They gave them anonymity. But Ben now admits Wall Street's executives should have been jailed. And keep in mind, the name of the book is The Courage to Act. And I'm wondering, friends, what courage to whom is Ben conveying? Because surely it wasn't his. Now here's another one for you. From pardoning dangerous criminals for their crimes, released back on America's population, only making you a prey, folks. Legislating against the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. He's an anti-gunner. Signing two transgender bill, making gender identity and expression a law. Folks, it's on law. A protected class of people who are abominable and mentally ill. Read Romans 1:26. None other than Jerry Johnson, the governor of the state of California, is on the front page of the Newsweek.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Yes, this is Sarah from Abilene, Texas, and I am just letting the world know that I do feel Bradley Dean should run for president, bringing God back to our country, getting rid of all the liars, spreading the word of the Constitution, letting people know what their rights are, and waking America up. Bradley Dean for president.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Get that flooring project done for less with exclusive deals from Lumber Liquidators. This week, get 20% off more than 50 varieties of North American and European laminate, like gorgeous Alpine Oak. We've lowered prices on our pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood floors. Wide plank solid antique oak is an amazing $199. Solid hickory is just $299. And get beautiful Bellawood $1 off a square foot. Plus, more deals from 69 cents and special financing. For the best deals in over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about from pardoning dangerous criminals for their crimes released back on the American population, making you a prey, legislating against the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, signing two transgender bills, making gender identity and expression a protected class of people who are abominable and mentally ill. Read Romans 1:26. Folks, who are we talking about? We're talking about the communist and immoral criminal in California. The California governor, Jerry Brown, on the cover of Newsweek. On the cover of Newsweek. Folks, this is the images on the shelves. Everywhere I looked, literally inside of the stores, this is what I would see. I would see the New World Order monkeys, the criminals behind the scenes that are controlling these useful idiots that I'm now exposing. They were everywhere. I would see their faces everywhere. I mean, you want to talk about propaganda, friends. You want to talk about conspirators. Look who they're promoting. They're promoting those that are destroying this country. And they're putting them up, friends, as if they're the good guys. Hang on a second here. Let me prove my point. We have Governor Jerry Brown on the cover of Newsweek. And on right next to the picture of Jerry Brown, you know what it said, friends? An altered state. Yep, that's true. But they want to confuse you. Okay? They want to put the truth out there. And it has been out there for years. Why the American people tolerate it, I have no idea. They're telling on themselves, but listen carefully. Jerry Brown is altering the state of California. But what they put there with a picture of him on the front of Newsweek is altered state, how Jerry Brown secretly saved California. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. How Jerry Brown secretly saved California? This is the guy responsible for pardoning dangerous criminals for their crimes under the American people, just like Barack Hussein Obama, legislating against the Second Amendment. He's an anti-gunner, signing two bills that advocate crimes against God and man. And he's the savior. Folks, you need to understand altered state is correct again. They alter the state through the lie that they promote. Folks, they know how to tell the truth better than most Americans know how to live. I'm sorry, they know how to lie better than most Americans know how to tell or live the truth. I mean, what you have right in front of your faces, friends, like I seen in Chicago O'Hare Airport yesterday. Everywhere I looked inside of these stores, folks, you have the destroyers that are being made out to be the saviors. And of course, we know Scripture tells us that they choose the baser sort to destroy. Of course, they're aiming for the floor as the standard. That's why Christ is the great enemy of those that are disobedient concerning the kingdom of God. I mean, then we have it in the entertainment world, talking about some more in which I seen at the Chicago O'Hare Airport. Read Matthew 4:9 when you get a moment. We have the lewd and baser sort, Minaj, on the cover of Time magazine is one of the most, folks, I'm sorry, I don't even know who these people are. Nicki Minaj, but I did some due diligence for you. On the cover of Time magazine, I know that she's some sort of entertainer, okay? But she's lewd and she's base, friends. Nicki Minaj, okay, on the cover of Time magazine as one of the most 100 influential people. Folks, influential? Who are they talking about? See, they're just giving you the power of suggestion. See, again, they love to prop up their own, John 15:19. Now, folks, just think about this, okay? These are the ones continuously trying to rearrange your reality, okay? Now you have white women that claim to be black, Rachel Dolezal, ex-NAACP leader, she's a white woman, she says, I identify as black. She's white, friends. Okay. You have a senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, who continuously reports her false claim of being a Native American. As a matter of fact, Bernie Sanders floating her as a possible vice president. It shows you the mind of a reprobate, friends, and a communist. Friends, you have Olympian Bruce Jenner that says he's now a man, and you're to accept his perversion and confusion as the norm, and if you don't, guess what? They're going to try to create laws that force you to submit or to adhere to their lawlessness, right? You have Al Sharpton, tax evader, thief and a racist. He calls white people crackers. He's a counterfeit wannabe civil rights leader. He's being praised on 60 Minutes as a reverend. Read Malachi 3:5. He makes war against God to those that listen and believe his lies. Furthermore, you're to accept that former Vice President Al Gore is now a scientist for his climate change discovery. Read Colossians 2:8. P.S. Al is now being sued by over 30,000 scientists for global warming fraud. You are told that George Stephanopoulos is a news anchor when in fact he's been outed as a Clinton crime family operative. Read Revelations 21:8. And folks, you've been so dummied down, talking about the same topic, just a different branch. You've been so dummied down now. Some of you have. And by the way, don't tell me you haven't been dummied down if you sit back and allow these crimes and these lies to continuously promulgate themselves. Well, you can sit there and say, well, Bradley, I don't believe none of that stuff. Well, you know what? You do believe it if you accept it. You can say what you will, but if you're not standing up against it, you're guilty of it. That's a fact. But Americans have been so dummied down now to believe that Barack Hussein Obama, bowing to Saudi kings and transgressing the Constitution of the United States over 1,083 times, is now presidential. Deuteronomy 28:36. Folks, every single one of these individuals are useful idiots, including the President of the United States. He's not working to magnify the laws of the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. He's doing his best to tear at them, to tear them down, to recreate who we are in his own devilish image. See, and how is it that they prosper? Well, knowing that the people in this country will accept anything and everything and yet do nothing about their crimes is the way you accept it. And friends, do keep in mind, they bank on it, literally. See, they love that you accept their lawlessness, and that's why they are endlessly promoting their lawlessness. And after all, this is how they prosper. They prosper through your inaction. They prosper through the fact that you just get on the phone and do nothing more than talk about their crimes. They prosper through deceit. Read Daniel 8:25. The Antichrist will prosper, friends, in peace, but how does he do it? Through deceit. And you need to understand that there's no truth in any one of these individuals. But they want you to accept their lie by force. And that is the definition of totalitarianism, friends. Read John 8:44. Now, as promised, and I truly do love this topic. I truly do. Because it's so important for people to understand who is doing the lying in this country. Now, we were talking earlier about, during the first segment, that I'm going to get to the topic of conspiracy theories that turned out to be true and what every person should know. Now, keep in mind, they have the communists out there trying to tear down anybody that's trying to forewarn you as to what's going on. But that's the history of the giftings of the prophetic. You know them as truthers. Those that are willing to tell you the truth. Okay, these are the same people that I'm going to expose in just a moment here, friends, that told you that Lee Harvey Oswald killed John F. Kennedy. You know, it's interesting when you watch the documentary where you're seeing live footage, folks that you've never seen before. Most of you haven't. But interestingly enough, you can watch over 200 individuals that ran to the front of the grassy knoll where they all claimed they saw the shooter. By the way, there was two police officers that were running in the same direction. Here comes the state-controlled media diverting your attention from where the people are going as they were chasing the one that just pulled the trigger. They take the cameras and they put it on a building behind where they all stated that they saw the shooters. By the way, there was over 400 people that mysteriously died around the John F. Kennedy assassination. And do keep in mind, we had Lady Bird, President Johnson's wife, come forward, along with his mistress, come forward and say the exact same words verbatim, friends, exposing Johnson for knowing exactly what was going to happen to John F. Kennedy the very next day. That SOB will never embarrass me again. And the governor of that state at that particular time also knew what was coming down. Okay, and then we have the attorney, then we have John Hunt, a CIA operative, on his deathbed come forward and laid it all at Johnson's front door, too. And keep in mind, the fruit of that is Johnson reversed Kennedy's orders the very next day. But again, friends, Lee Harvey Oswald shot him. Okay, these are the ones that claim you to be a theorist when you expose their lie. Okay. And I also want you to keep in mind, friends, that during the Warren Commission, the very people that John F. Kennedy fired, Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, because it was going to be broken into 10,000 people, was actually appointed to be the fox in the chicken coop over the investigation. Be right back.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Boy, a lot to cover. Why don't you go out and check out sonsoflibertymedia.com real quick. Interesting stuff out there right now. Someone just Facebooked me and told me, Bradley, isn't it interesting how walls don't work? And Barack Hussein Obama is raising the walls around the People's White House 5 more feet. Hypocritical at every single step, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, more than 60,000 Christians in America gather in the streets to protest Islam. Of course, you didn't hear about that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Ohio Sheriff's advice following mass murder, arm yourself. Interesting, too, friends, we had another sheriff just come forward and let the people know that if you kill a police officer, there's going to be no judge, there's going to be no jury, you're going to get everything we have in our guns. Folks, that's how you send the message. Amen. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the next minority group, pedophiles now want their rights, say they. And folks, you can better bet your bottom dollar that this is what this is all aimed at. But I've been telling you that for 6 years now. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we have another push from the abominable ones. LGBT group calls for unconstitutional federal ban of single bathrooms in all public schools. Friends, I thought they were the victims. It seems to me that they're the predators. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. More reports confirm that ISIS, friends, you know who ISIS is. Keep in mind, it's your government arming ISIS. It's the CIA that's been busted financing and arming ISIS. More reports confirm that ISIS is in Texas. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. After losing multiple states in a row, Cruz announces Islamist sympathizer as running mate. Go ahead and check that out. Folks, don't be played like a bunch of stooges to ill-designing men friends. Please don't do it. Save yourself the embarrassment and save yourself the destruction. And furthermore, save your young people from the likes of the people that we're having to deal with in this country today. Okay? So without further ado, friends, that's sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to check that out, do so, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Conspiracy theories that turned out to be true, what every person should know. Again, friends, we have these useful idiots, these communists that are attacking people that are telling you the truth. But let's set the record straight. I love this topic. Just to show you, over time, how these were named conspiracy theories, okay? The Dreyfus Affair turned out to be true. The Mafia turned out to be true. I'm sorry. As a matter of fact, Joe Valachi, he came forward and told the American people, actually the world at that particular time, the CIA did business with the Mafia. Of course they do. We were told that the MK Ultra was nothing but a theory, which was found out to be a conspiracy, in fact. Operation Mockingbird, we were told, is a theory. Turned out to be true, friends. Manhattan Project, we were told that it was a theory. As a matter of fact, we were those that were actually confronting and exposing the crimes of American government in this country, of American government in this country, they were called theorists by the state-controlled media, okay? Well, that one found out to be factual. It was a true conspiracy. And the conspirators were found out. Were they dealt with? Nope. Like going back to John F. Kennedy, like the assassination of John F. Kennedy, you're not able, this government says, to find and open the records concerning the assassination until 2025. Why is that? Because anyone and everyone that would be responsible for the assassination will now be dead. And the American people roll over in front of this and say, okay, it's just a theory. Hello, don't they tell on themselves every step of the way? Of course they do. You were told that asbestos was harmless, folks. Well, that's just, you know, to say it was harmful was just a theory. Well, that found out to be, in fact, a conspiracy. We were told that Watergate was just a theory. Watergate was about a pedophile cover-up, friends, for those that did not know. That wasn't a theory, was it? How's that working out for those that are accusing the truthers for exposing the crimes? I mean, folks, these people that work for these people, I mean, how stupid can you be? I mean, you lie for them, you steal for them, you cheat for them, you kill for them, you do everything for these people. What do you think that they're doing behind your back, dummy? The Tuskegee syphilis study was only a theory, which was found out to be, in fact, a conspiracy. What about Operation Northwoods? That was pretty interesting. As a matter of fact, in the early 1960s, American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro, who the president of the United States, at present, is now buddy-buddy with. Two little femmes, right? To oust Fidel Castro from power. This is in the 60s. The plans including committing acts of terrorism in United States cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, as well as blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cuban operatives, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, and hijacking planes. And in other words, attack the innocent, friends. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. But folks, you were told that the American government would never do nothing like that. Folks, this has been known in this country since the 60s. We knew this through the acts of dictators, friends. Let me ask you something again. Since September 11th, who's been attacking you more than the American government, friends? I'm sorry, foreign government in the guise of American government. Nobody. Nobody is. Or has. Author James Bamford, A Pretext for War, discusses the declassified Operation Northwoods documents revealing that in 1962, the CIA was planning to stage phony terrorist attack against the United States and blame it on Cuba to start a war. It's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. It's exactly what they do to stir up their people to deal with political opposition. Why do you think they're empowering the radicals today, America, against the righteous? Because they're attempting to tear down your law because they want more reign in governments. They don't want opposition. They don't want people to protest them. They don't want the light that exposes their darkness. In 1990, testimony of Nara, She testified before the U.S. Congress that she had been seen, or she had seen Iraqi soldiers pulling Kuwaiti babies from incubators, causing them to die. You were told, friends, that that was just a theory, which in fact turned out to be a conspiracy. Folks, every time they divert responsibility, that's all it is. They want you to get your eyes off of them. They want you to get your eyes off the guilty, and they want you to just dismiss everything you're saying. So what they do is they just say, oh, that's just a theory. That's just a theory. That's just a theory. And see, what they do is they try to keep themselves at a distance from you by appointing those that will question them, namely what's going on in the White House right now. Every single one of those individuals that are there to question the President of the United States on briefings, they're all approved, friends. And if they get out of line, guess what? They're not going to be a part of the plan. They have to stay within their talking points. If they get outside of that, they're going to be, whoa, 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 we can't have none of this. You're going to get us in trouble here. We were told that counterintelligence programs against activities in the 1960s, well, we were just, as a matter of fact, it's called COINTELPRO, an acronym for counterintelligence program. It was a series of covert and often illegal projects conducted by none other than the United States federal government, namely the FBI, aimed at investigating and disrupting dissident political organizations within the United States. But again, friends, you were told that that was just a theory when in fact it proved once again to be a conspiracy. So in other words, someone is actually responsible for contriving the crimes against the innocent, and they come in the guise of government, and because you say it's the government, guess what? Then all of a sudden they want to accuse you again through the state-controlled media that it's just a theory. And then because you say that you say through your inaction that you agree with them, you encourage them to do it again on another day. And by the way, I'm just at the tip of the iceberg concerning conspiracy theories, which in fact turned out to be conspiracies. And I am humored. I am humored, friends. Especially when we can look at the United States now and say, well, is it a theory as to what the President of the United States has been doing over the last 7 3/4 years against the American people? No, it's not a theory. The enemy is within. There's no question about it. The enemy is within, friends. Say it. Come on. Say it with me. The enemy is within. There's no question about it. No question about it. Because we failed to listen to the warnings of Scripture, we failed to listen to the warnings of our forefathers who threw off the likes of what you're dealing with. Folks, what you've accepted is 100 times worse than that king, tyrants across the pond, ever did in abuse of our forefathers. Easy, hands down. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the disguise or a guise of fighting a foreign enemy. There's no foreign enemy, friends. It's your sin that's finding you out. That's what it is. So again, counterintelligence programs against activities in the 1960s, that was your government. It wasn't a theory. It was a conspiracy. That means somebody's guilty of committing the crime. Were they held accountable? Nope, because the American people, through, again, a lack of responsibility, they just said, you know what, there's nothing we can do about it. And they heard that, and so that's why they continuously do it on a daily basis. And it's getting worse, not better. The snowball effect. It's taking effect. Conspiracy theories, which in fact turned out to be conspiracies, the Iran-Contra affair. In 1985 and 86, the White House authorized government officials to secretly trade weapons with the Israeli government in exchange for the release of U.S. hostages in Iran. The plot was uncovered by Congress in 1987. Theory no more, friends. Theory no more. The BCCI scandal, the Bank of Credit and Commerce International, BCCI acronym, was a major international bank founded in 1972 by Agha Hassan Abedi, a Pakistani financier. Well, you were told, friends, that in the 70s, that was just a theory. And you bought the lie, and now you're paying the price because you failed to deal with the criminals that contrived the conspiracy. Conspiracy theory, no more? No, in fact, friends, it was found out to be a conspiracy. We're going to come right back to CIA drug running in Los Angeles. Be right back.
We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty friends, talking about once again conspiracy theories. Hey, folks, state run narrative was to attack anybody that exposed the conspirators for who they were. That's what the media today gets paid to do, friends, to lie on the behalf of those that are lying and destroying the country, of those that are being used to do it. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous at every step of the way. Folks, they're digging a pit for this country to fall in, and we're going to all fall into it if we allow these people to get away with their crimes. Conspiracy theories, which in fact were conspiracies. Folks, there was no theorist. It was a fact. There's no theories. There were conspiracies being exposed, but they had a label, those that were exposing them, something to demean them and to polarize them by the public at large. You have to wake up as to how these criminals work, friends. Nothing new under the sun. It's the same thing the scribes and the Pharisees and false witnesses did to Christ. Nothing new under the sun. Here's another conspiracy theory. Keep in mind, those that were exposing the CIA for drug running in L.A., they were just called theorists. And, well, we found out that it was in theory. Matter of fact, I can go from personal experience from some friends that I had in North Minneapolis. But it wasn't the CIA. Matter of fact, you can go online, friends, and pull up pictures of planes that hit the side of a mountain where they found tons of cocaine on them that was being shipped by the CIA. You could even talk to Hillary Clinton, her husband Billy Bob, and Mina Erkinsaw, who was drug trafficking. He was the biggest drug trafficker in the United States. And innocent people died because of what they saw. I mean, just over-the-top stuff, friends. You're dealing with criminals, friends, that are conspirators. And they want you to just pass it off as a theory, friends. And in fact, friends, it is not a theory whatsoever. Here I have former L.A. police officer Michael Rupert, who confronts CIA Director John Deutsch on drug trafficking in L.A. Listen.
As a former Los Angeles police narcotics detective, that the agency has dealt drugs throughout this country for a long time.
See, they couldn't control the narrative, folks, because this was a public hearing. I just wanted you to hear that, folks, for the sake of time. It's a 5 minute and 30 video and audio to you, the listener. But go ahead and check it out, friends. Of course, Mike's not with us anymore. He was confronting too much stuff, but now we're told that, you know, he committed suicide. You know, a lot of suicide from people that tell the truth, isn't there? Folks, I want you to understand something. That will never be the case here. Never, ever, ever. Ever. Just wanted you to know. Okay. So we found out the conspiracy theory of CIA drug running in Los Angeles, and you can bet your bottom dollar there's going to be a demand on supply. In America, I got to say this. If Americans weren't buying the drugs, the CIA wouldn't be smuggling them, would they? And I'm not exempt in either one. You're both guilty as hell, literally. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. Check it out. Got lots of stuff on there exposing what's going on in this country. We're talking about conspiracy theories, which in fact turned out to be conspiracies. What about Gulf of Tonkin, which never happened? Well, that's what we were told by the state-controlled media, that it never happened. When in fact, friends, it did happen. It did happen. And it's not a theory, friends. It's a conspiracy. Well, what about the business plot in 1933, where a group of wealthy businessmen that allegedly included the heads of Chase Bank, GM, Goodyear, Standard Oil, the DuPont family, and Senator Prescott Bush, daddy of George Bush Sr., tried to recruit Marine Corps Major General Smedley Butler to lead a military coup against President FDR and install a fascist dictatorship in the United States. Huh. Wow. You know, you do know people suspected that because President Reagan didn't like Bush. I don't know his son, Prescott Bush's son, George Bush Sr. I don't know if you know that or not, but there was a strong link that Daddy Bush was responsible for that attempt. And if you look at the links between him and the Hinckley family, I'll tell you what, friends, pretty crazy stuff. Isn't it interesting, too, how people say, well, that happened then. That wouldn't happen today. No, it's worse today than it was back then. It's worse today than it was back then because now they're doing it on a daily basis in the face of the American people. I mean, what's being tolerated today, friends, wouldn't have been tolerated in the 80s. It surely wouldn't have been tolerated in the 60s or in the 40s. No way, friends, would it have been. Folks, our boys died fighting against the dangerous ideologies that you're tolerating today through this criminal administration. I mean, I don't know any other way as to how we should put this. But again, business plot in 1933, conspiracy theory, it wasn't a theory, friends. Wasn't a theory. White House coup, you can watch videos we got posted, friends. July 20th, 1944, conspiracy to assassinate Adolf Hitler. You know what? Why didn't they just do that? It would have saved a whole lot of innocent boys and girls' lives, wouldn't it? Namely, 405,399. As a matter of fact, it was the President Roosevelt at that particular time that said, American boys would never put their foot on foreign soil. Liar, liar, you're completely on fire. How's that working out for you? Liar, liar, you're completely on fire. But oh well, friends, it was just our grandpas and our grandmas and our dads and our moms and our uncles and our aunts and our brothers and our sisters and our cousins. Ah, who cares? You know, as a matter of fact, did you know today on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com that Congress, they're actually trying to get to the position where they can actually bring forth women, the draft on women to force them to serve their political unconstitutional causes? Yep, you heard me. Operation Ajax, again, Stephanie, I'm speaking to a disobedient nation that praises the wicked. They need to understand that those that love God, those that keep the law, contend with such. And I'm just trying to get through their heads that these things are happening because of their apathy and tolerance.
And sin.
And that's what it is. Numbers 32:23. Their sin is finding them out. Well, I'm going to hit this again tomorrow, and then we're going to go through, because for those that did not know, this is scriptural at every given step. And the Lord said unto me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah, Jeremiah 11:9. And I'm going to identify the men that Matthew Henry exposes. And when you hear what he said and who he identified as the conspirators, I want to tell you something, friends. You're going to feel a chill go up and down your back. Because it's the guys that are in front of you today in government and in the churches that are sitting there with a smile on their face trying to get you to go back to sleep.
All right. As you're listening to the radio show today, you're hearing truth. You're hearing black and white, pure, unadulterated truth. And it's up to every single one of us to respond and do something about the problems that we see. We have been fighting this good fight of faith for years and years and years, and the response and the fruit has been overwhelming. Please do not take my word for it. Go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the endorsements. You can read all sorts of different commendations, whatever you want to call them, from students, principals, people who lead up big ministries, you know,
counselors. And that's for you, because we wanted them to tell you rather than us to give ourselves accolade. We're not doing that. It always comes better from the other guy.
That's right. Exactly. Like I just said, take their word for it and don't take our word for it. But I want to read you a few of these. Bradley's got a black and white testimony book which tells of his life story. If you'd like to get some copies of it, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or media.com. Click on the store button. We have them available. But on the back, we've got several different referrals. I'd like to read you just a few. Bradley Dean's message is edgy, hard-hitting, and direct. It's just the message the next generations of Americans needs to hear. That's from Brian with American Family Association. Another one, a principal in Iowa. I would highly recommend the Sons of Liberty for all schools. Their powerful message should be heard by all. Here's another one from a counselor in Ringwood, Oklahoma. He said, this program was by far the best we have ever had in 23 years that I have taught school. It's everything you promised and more. How about this one? A student from a high school here in North Dakota. She said, I have to thank you so much. You guys were amazing. Please keep doing what you are doing. I am so thankful for you. I was going to do something I know I would regret. Your words stopped me dead. Thanks again. Very good. And finally, here's another one from Larry. He said, how wonderful that Bradley Dean is able to get his message into high schools around the country. Equally exciting is that he sees students receiving his explanation of what made America free and strong and prosperous.
Do you suppose that's why the state-controlled media is always set to sick themselves on me every time I step into a public school?
Absolutely. Like you said, there's all these people who are speaking the truth, and what happens to them? They're committing suicide? I don't think so. We're here speaking the truth, but we need you to be able to help get this megaphone out to the masses. Become a son or daughter of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It means that you're a part of reaching out to not only this generation, but to young to old. Every place we go, we need your help.
Folks, if you want to go online on April 25th, 2012, concerning the CIA drug running, the American CIA plane said to be moving prisoners crashed with Mexico into Mexico, had 400 tons of cocaine. Wonder who's going to jail for this, huh? Love you by what we do.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.